The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scraby. Just chilling.
We're not chilling, man. We're in the middle of one of the great, fantabulous game shows of all time.
This is one of the better ones, for sure.
Yeah.
Shall we get back to it right now?
Nah, I think you want to give this.
Okay. Yes, we do
give
have
this first.
News.
We got a little Padre news before we get to Ohtani and the finish of the game.
This is breaking news from 97.3 The Fan.
Just want to make sure everybody's aware.
He could not wait to press that.
Yeah.
According to Kevin Acey, 5 minutes ago, the Padres and manager Mike Schilt are finalizing a 2-year extension that will run through 2027.
Hey, that's good news.
Great news.
So no more lame duck?
No.
How about Mike Schilt, 56 years of age? Looks good for 5'6".
Oh, I thought you were talking about his height. I was like, he's definitely not 5'6".
Looks good for 5'6".
56. Yeah, he does.
He does.
Looks good. All right, Mike Schilt, 2-year extension on the verge.
Let's get back to business.
Good news, but we can't wait any longer.
We'll get more into other thoughts on that in a second.
Yes, that and the Shohei news, which again isn't earth-shattering, but newsworthy.
I'd rather talk about Mike Schilt.
I'd rather finish up the game. Go to the sound. Give us the...
Where will you go, Scraby?
I racked. If you ask Chris, I just sat in my chair and stared at the ceiling.
I tried to distract him. I talked about a movie, Tony, to try to throw him off.
I was like, good. I don't care. I don't care. I'm just trying to think over here.
All right, we have 7 correct answers for Scraby. We have 7 for Tony. We have 7 correct answers remaining. The category today, naming the top 7 fantasy point scorers at quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Now, what's left is the number 7 quarterback or the number 5, 6, or 7 running back, the number 5, 6, or 7 wide receiver. Any of those will give you the lead. We're basically in overtime here. We're going to play till one gets one right and one misses. But Scraby goes first to try to put the pressure on Tony if he can come up with a correct answer.
All right, I sat here. And sat here.
You had the whole break to think about this
answer. I don't
answer.
Really have any good answers.
Don't have a guaranteed winner.
But what I'm going to say is, in one of my leagues, Jahmyr Gibbs has scored me a ton of points, and that's the only guy I could come up with.
So is that your guess?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs is 5th.
Whoa!
Oh, pressure is on your boy,
that
huh?
puts the pressure on Tony. Oh. Scraby comes up with one. Jahmyr Gibbs having a nice year for Detroit.
Give me Drake.
Tony doesn't wait around.
Nah, I'm just going for it. Give me Draco London.
Draco, I swear, Tony, London. I would like be so nervous down to my back against the wall, and I just throw the answer out, and it's right. Drake
Woo!
London.
Woo!
He's 5th.
Pressure back on you, son.
He's 5th in wide receiver.
It's also crazy because he's been on my team all year and he's been underwhelming.
You clearly don't respect your players. You got Jamar
kidding.
Chase, who you said has done nothing for you all
except
year.
Except he's
long.
Number one at that position.
Absolutely.
He's number one. And now Drake London. He's done nothing for you.
You know, I worked my brain so hard for that one.
Yeah, now get back in the saddle, buddy.
Ja'Marr Chase, the only person who has more yardage than him this year is JJ, but Ja'Marr Chase has more touchdowns, so he's got more fantasy points.
So what is the breakdown of what we have
left? What we have left is the number 7 quarterback. 6-7 running back. 6-7 wide receivers. So you guys have got all the good ones, but these guys are all good. I'll say that. Got one quarterback. You want to go there, Scrib? You want to go for a running back? You want to go for the
wide receiver?
I think
I'm going to go for a running back. I cannot think of this quarterback for the life of me.
All right, go for the running back.
This might be the game, guys.
Then he's got to get one.
Breece Hall?
Breece Hall. He's number, one overall pick.
He's
wasn't
not.
He?
He's, there's no way he's in this.
7th. He's in. Just enough.
I thought it was over.
That's crazy.
I thought it was over. Life. I have life.
Oh, my God.
I can't with this guy.
All right, Tony, you got to get 4
Scrappy
guys left. You got to come up with
one.
You got one quarterback, one running back, or 2 wide receivers remaining.
I got to go with my guy. I got to go with my guy, Davante Adams. You got to be one of those guys.
Davante Adams? Nowhere close. It's not even... No. Sorry, Tony. He's way, way down the list.
Does that mean?
That means the winner today is Scraby. Can you save that yell to go along with my Washington football team
sure,
yell?
Because that was a good one.
It's just it's crazy.
Wow. Tony's not having it, but I am. I honestly thought the game was over. I was prepared to be in a bad mood.
Could I have guessed Nico Collins? Would he still be in
thought
there?
About him too.
Not enough
okay,
for
so
Nico.
That would have been my
here
what
are the ones you could have got.
Terry
AJ
McLaurin.
Brown?
Who'd you say?
Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin is 7th. That would have been correct. Chris Godwin is 6th. That was almost impossible because he's now out for the year. Kyren Williams, who's on your team, is 6th.
Dude, you had 5 guys.
And Kyler Murray, who's on your team, is the quarterback.
That is a lie because he has done nothing for me this year.
You said that about Ja'Marr Chase,
too. He scored 3 points for me on Sunday.
Basically, I played you this week. Kyler Murray, Kyren Williams, and Terry McLaurin, who all were not named, are all on your team. Correct?
Wow, yes, you're right. So,
there you go. But Scraby is the winner in overtime today.
Woo-wee!
A 9-8 thriller in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Very good.
It feels good.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Matt Money Miller.
Yes, this is Matt Money Smith.
I know. I was just going there again. All right, so I'll pick up for Tony because he's hurting a little bit. I understand it.
That's a bunch of BS.
Sorry.
I mean, Davante Adams, if we're being honest, was
Devontae's way down.
You know
there.
What, Scrape? I don't want to hear it from you, buddy.
He doesn't want to hear it, and I don't blame him.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Congratulations.
It doesn't take
that was
much.
That was a nice win.
Wow.
That was
it doesn't
a nice
take
win.
Much.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Any more Mike Schilt thoughts before we have to about Shohei?
This shouldn't be like a surprise. Like
no, I think this is kind of what we were expecting, right?
Right.
But it's always good to have what you're expecting to actually happen.
For sure.
So Schilt returns.
Does that mean that the bench coach and or the hitting coach and the and
no.
Ruben Niebla? I mean, they're
I
still.
It, I don't think it means that at all.
That's the next one we should be waiting for is Ruben Niebla.
Yeah.
I don't think Victor is up for.
So we're just looking for Ruben, and that's
Ruben,
a big one.
Ruben is the next man up. I would think.
Let's
Mike Schilt, by the way, has gone to the playoffs in every season that he has managed a full season.
Wow.
Not bad. 19, 20, and 21 with the Cardinals. 24 with the Padres.
The man can coach.
He's a pretty good manager.
Or manage. Sorry.
Manager.
the
Shohei Ohtani news, he did undergo shoulder surgery today. After throwing his shoulder out.
It's labrum.
His labrum on that slide in the World Series. A week or so ago. No timetable necessary for Shohei's return, but the guy has his left shoulder surgery. He had right shoulder, or was it shoulder or elbow, for his pitching?
It was Tommy John.
Where was the elbow?
Yeah.
So the guy's like falling apart right and left, and he'll probably still be the best player in the league next year.
Who's that? Shohei?
Yeah.
Well, he'll be pitching again next year. So that's the other thing that's going to be amazing about Shohei is that I think we all kind of forgot because he was just an unbelievable DH this year is now he's going to be pitching it. And my thought is, how does that affect the type of offense we saw last year? Like,
it's got to affect it some.
I would assume a little
bit, right?
Can't
go 54-59 again.
And he certainly ain't going to be running like that, I would think, as a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
You know? Especially now that shoulder done come out of place now. I don't know that he's going to feel comfortable putting that offhand down on feet first slides. I doubt he's going to start sliding head first all of a sudden. So, yeah, so he's going to get fixed up. It's just a lot of things I've thought of in terms of Shohei.
Agreed. Although now with the shoulder surgery, this will not affect him coming back to start next year?
Nah, if anything, it's going to affect his swing. Hampered him in the postseason, or in what was that, the World Series, when you could see him taking that left hand off the bat early so that he didn't get too extended.
That had to do a lot with his 2-for-19.
Right. No, there's no doubt. But from a pitching standpoint, I mean, that's his glove hand. I mean, he can.
And he's one of the best pitchers in the league when he's pitching. My goodness. All right. There's our update for the day. We got Chris versus the fans. We don't have a lot of players yet. So
no, we're going to have to wait till the next segment.
We'll wait till the next segment. We'll give you the phone number again.
833-288-0973.
Yes, a good day to play some Chris versus the fans. You can get in. Today's prize is a pair of tickets. You have to take Scraby to Tom Segura this Friday at Pechanga Arena.
Since we have a few minutes, we can talk about our Lakers. My Lakers getting beat up. Only about a two-minute conversation. We don't have to expand on it.
Get deep into it?
Yeah,
okay.
We don't need to. They went into Detroit and got beat up.
Got ambushed.
Yeah, Anthony Davis ended up getting a little nicked up at the end. Questions on whether he'll play Wednesday. But he said he will play Wednesday against, I can't remember who it is against, but
that's not worse than losing to Utah, which hadn't won a game.
Yeah, no.
At home, by the way.
When you put it like that.
Yeah, the Bulls.
I guess it's a little bit.
That's why I said the Bulls have won three games. That's three more than I expected them to win. So
yeah.
But, yeah, they're bad. No NBA games tonight. They take the day and night off for the election. We send it back to Tony Gwynn.
Scray.
To finish up this one.
Your guy. Your guy is coming back this week, Mr. McCaffrey.
Yeah, yeah.
Excited about that?
Yeah, you guys weren't as nice to me about him a little bit earlier, but yes, I'm very excited.
What were we not nice to you? You brought it up
and
said, I would trade him for Jaden Daniels right now.
Yes, you did.
And we said, what?
So you would have two quarterbacks.
Nobody criticized McCaffrey. We criticized you.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, get your criticism correct.
I'm just living on top of the world right now, guys, because I won Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
It was a good showing for you, buddy.
Hold on.
Good
I got to move all the questions and all that real quick before we get to traffic.
Boom, boom. All right, well, why don't I get us to break?
All right, there we go.
And you get us to...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Traffic.
Welcome back. We are back. Gwynn and Chris, Mike Shildt is back. The Padres just came down a few minutes ago. Kevin Acey reporting it. Mike Shildt on the verge of signing a two-year contract extension. He'll remain in the dugout for the Padres. I wonder, you know, we go to the chat because we're going to play some Chris versus the fans here on the phone lines. But, I mean, is anybody, like, upset about that? Like, is it just universal that, you know, we all want Mike Shildt back?
No one's upset about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's weird in a lot of ways. Managers very rarely are universally supported. But I think Mike Shildt is. I don't know anybody out there who would say, oh, no, you got to go. You got to get somebody else for this team. He took him as far as he can take him.
His extension is through 27, right? So
yeah.
He's got 25, 26, and then
yeah,
they can renegotate,
right,
yeah, or exactly, whatever.
Yeah.
It's better than not knowing who your manager is going to be.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you would think almost every man, like even there's probably a Dodger fan or two who wishes they would move on from Dave Roberts. But I don't think anybody in San Diego, must be somebody.
Oh, there are people.
But
there,
you know what I mean?
Definitely,
I mean,
people
pretty universally,
there,
sure, you know, we're happy. We all wanted Mike Shildt back, and I'm with that. So
yeah.
I'm in the same book.
I love it.
Awesome. Right.
Gives a little bit of familiarity for the guys going into spring training. Does that make a difference, Tony? If you're going into spring training and you don't know your manager, does that make you a little nervous?
Did the familiarity work for the Padres after 2022?
Who was their man? Oh, Bob Melvin. No, it didn't.
So
it didn't. Well,
you know what? If you
pour cold water all over that one, Tony.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's.
Good.
Authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Coronado, La Jolla, oh, dining, takeout options, SpirosCuisine.com.
I just panicked and dumped
this guy's
Tony.
Just dumping for no reason.
Did you really?
I thought he said the SH.
So we didn't hear what he said to you?
I was trying to say good change, and then you started your read, so I stopped, and he thought I said something else, apparently.
I have a question. Did you dump the Spiros ad I just read?
I think you did.
Sorry.
Read it again.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiros for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit SpirosCuisine.com. That's how we all get paid, you know.
I do know.
That stuff.
But I would much rather us have jobs.
You need to actually get that stuff on the air.
I would much rather us have jobs than no jobs at all.
All right, let's play some.
I got a question.
Oh, yeah, sir.
What's up?
Before we get to Chris
for
the fans,
everybody happy we got a manager for another 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just wanted to triple
check. What I was just saying.
Yeah, no, I know you were.
I'm surprised that everybody. I'm surprised, though.
Yeah.
Because managers aren't usually universally.
Well, Katrina says, Tony, right to the point. In jugular.
I just wanted to make sure. I certainly think that is a great move. All right, we digress.
Chris versus fans, Chris?
No, I don't know. Let's talk about Mike Shildt a little more. I'm just making sure everybody's happy.
I think everybody's happy.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, pair of tickets to see Tom Segura this Friday at Pechanga. Shouldn't we make it a four-pack? And the only reason I say that is because nobody won yesterday.
That's right.
We can't do that.
Oh, we can't do that?
Against the rules.
No. I was trying.
That's a nice thought, but I don't have that power.
No good.
Against the rules.
All right, give us the rules then, sir.
Let's see. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you
that
get into
terrible.
The first question.
That was terrible.
Everything today has been
that
interesting.
That was not good. We had been, like, harmonizing the last
three
times.
Yeah, that's true. Let's try it again. If you're a first-time
player,
let
there
us know
is.
Before we get into it, and you'll get the first question for free today. Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation.
Let's
great,
go.
Great bounce back. Can I get a contestant, Mr. Scraby?
Yes, you can get a contestant.
Where'd the die go? Do you have it, Tony?
I got it.
Oh,
I had it.
Fine.
Here you go.
No worries.
Let's go with Chris first.
Oh, you dropped it?
Totally dropped it.
Hello, Chris. How are you, bro?
Yeah. Hello.
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 Here we go. First question.
Big Shilt.
He's a Big Shilt lover.
Oh, good. Yeah, we all are Big Shilt lovers.
So, Chris, you heard that Mike Shilt signed a 2-year extension.
I had heard that while I was on hold a few times.
Very good.
Awesome. Here we go. First question.
Stupid.
We're the worst.
Yeah, you are.
What team had the worst record in baseball last season?
Ah.
Oh, man.
It'll come to you, Chris.
Take your time.
Will Venable's team.
Okay.
And who is
Chicago White Sox.
There you go. It came to him.
Question number two. Who is the current head coach of Alabama football?
Ugh.
Is it DeBoer?
I think you get that. I think that's good enough. DeBoer will work for me. No?
Oh, Scravy was trying to hate on you. He didn't want to
hate
give it
on
to
that?
You.
It was.
That's
it
a
was
tough one.
He was trying
I
to.
I gave it to you.
Here we go.
Under pressure.
It was under pressure.
Under pressure,
sure.
Chris. You owe us if you win this. Because Scravy was going
to. He's about to zap. You.
He's looking for any reason to zap. You got to remember
here
that.
Here we go. Zap. Question number three.
Kalen DeBoer.
Who is the starting QB of the Georgia Bulldogs?
Oh, God.
It's a good one.
Oh, that'd be easy. Carson. Beck? Beck? Carson Beck.
Carson Beck.
We need to have a talk amongst ourselves, guys, before I buzz yes or no.
He said, that's easy.
What's his name?
Carson no, that is his name, but I feel like there's some funny business.
Chris, you're not cheating, are you?
Business?
I'm not cheating.
No.
Oh, that is the cheating voice right there.
It's totally not the cheating voice.
Isn't that the cheating voice, Tony?
I'm not cheating.
I've never cheated. Oh, Carson Beck. You say he's the quarterback of Georgia, huh?
We have no
Chris,
proof.
I'm totally sticking up for
we
you.
We have no proof, so he's got to get the win.
Why, I
don't know why. All right, Chris, you win, but if you cheated, you're going to meet your maker on
yeah.
later on in life.
The karma's coming
the karma
for
will
you,
get
Chris.
Him if he did, but I don't think he did. I think he came up with it.
I'm going to get to the pearly gate. Pearly
it's going to keep you out.
That one time on 97.3?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be standing there and be like, I knew it. I knew it.
Hold on to
all right, hang on the line,
the only reason, I'm going to support him there is because it took about that long for me to think of the guy's name.
Yeah,
and I just watched him on TV the other day, it was a little bit at the tip of my tongue, but I didn't have it right away.
I
could see that.
I'm not quick to claim somebody's cheating, but he did say, oh, this is easy. Carson.
Oh, okay. So that's where we have the. Okay.
Back.
That's fair. That's
but,
fair.
Hey, but you know what? We don't have any proof. So
Chris says he didn't cheat.
What is the chat
we believe
saying?
Him.
What's the chat saying?
The chat will come after him for sure.
Oh, wow. M. McKee says if Elo's cheater radar isn't going off, I trust it.
Ah, there it is.
Elo's cheater.
Well, I didn't hear him say what you just described, Tony. I just heard him kind of thinking about it because I was thinking about it too.
Scravy said I'll be standing right there and be like, yep, I remember.
I knew it. I knew it.
That, I believe, you will remember it for the rest of your days.
Standing right next to the pearly gates.
Election Day 2024, that guy Chris.
We got mixed results on whether or not.
Oh,
most
so
are saying that he's okay.
All right. Well, hey, most are saying he's okay. He's okay.
All right.
Get that man qualified.
Get him qualified to go see
I'm
Tom
have to ask
Segura.
You a couple more questions when we're
he's got to go
the
through the security
call.
Questions.
What's your IP, sir? I need to check your history.
Chris, what's your favorite novel? What's your mother's maiden name?
Can I please have your blood type?
I think Tom Segura should call him out at the concert Friday night.
Right now, my buddy Jesse Agler is somewhere very, very excited.
Wow.
Uh-oh. The Miami Hurricanes are in that top four right now in the college football.
Oh, that's
playoffs.
Right. They're
that
rating
just
that.
Dropped.
Yeah, we haven't been. We did not keep the TVs on around here today. I think for obvious reasons. So we didn't follow the college football countdown rankings.
My guy Dan Lannon.
Number
Lanning.
One?
It was Lanning?
Yes.
What Lanning's, did I say? Lanning?
Yeah, Lanning. You said Lannon.
Okay.
Is he number one?
I don't know if he's number one. I'm trying to get to it. Now, all of a sudden, ESPN doesn't want to give me the story.
They probably haven't given all the teams yet because they do this thing, right, where they count
Oregon,
down.
Number one. Ohio State, number two. Georgia, three. Miami, four. Texas, five. That's where it's at right now in the big college football rankings. It just posted here.
You know, Kirk Kenny and I talked earlier today.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's right.
He had some pretty interesting things to say about, like, what's
what
going to happen with the college football playoff and what he was looking for. And basically...
You wrote this down on, like, your notebook.
I did. Should I save it for, like, 520? Because I think it's a good conversation to have. He thinks... Kirk basically thinks that there's going to be so much controversy with the next couple, or at least this college football playoff, that they're going to change it in the future to make sure there's no controversy.
As he explained it in better detail, basically right now the Mountain West is due that last spot.
Boise State's the highest ranked team.
And so what's going to happen is, let's say Boise State wins out, which is very likely.
Yep.
They're going to end up in that playoff, which is going to leave one of those heighty-tighty SEC schools out of the mix.
Hopefully Alabama. Not that I'm rooting against you.
I actually hope it's not Alabama, because you know if it is Alabama, rules are 1,000% getting changed at that point.
Fair point, fair point.
If it's one of the underlinks in the SEC, you might have a chance of keeping it.
Yeah, this has been the thing forever. When they used to just have two teams meet in one game, the third-ranked team was mad. Then they had four, and the fifth-ranked team was mad.
Right.
Now they have 12, and the 13th and 14th-ranked teams are going to be mad.
But
it's just never going to change.
If the 12 teams are the best 12 teams in the country, then I can understand why a team would be angry that the Mountain West is taking a spot.
But that's the thing.
But Boise State was ranked 12th in the AP poll. I didn't see where they came in this poll. But Boise State deserves a shot.
Right.
And that's the whole, to me, that's why you have a playoff, to include people. Right now, they're 12th in the playoff rankings. So if you did take, quote, the best 12, they'd be in. I don't think anybody really has an argument.
The thing will be,
but somebody will argue.
The thing will have to be, as long Boise State, whoever has that spot, is going to have to remain competitive in these playoffs. Because if they go out there,
you're right. If they get
both, like, Liberty last year, or whatever,
they're going to be. It's going to be easy to change these.
Well, right
rules.
Now Boise State would be 12. They would be Texas number 5. Texas would be a big favorite.
Yes, they would.
But I'm not going to put it past Boise. Hopefully, to stay with them a little bit. Anyway.
We just need those matchups.
You
to
need
be
to give
close.
Them a game.
Yes,
that's right. Right now, the teams on the outside are 13 SMU, big deal. 14th Texas A&M, 15th ranked LSU. I mean, that's Alabama's in. They're 11 right now.
LSU could be. That's probably the other SEC team that can raise.
Somebody's going to be upset for an example that if LSU gets kicked out. But then he was also saying that since it's going to cause controversy, they're going to change it to the Big Four conferences and leave out a fifth.
And that's what everybody was worried about.
And the Pac-12, the new Pac-12, is not going to...
They won't be considered a power conference.
Exactly, because they're a new conference, just the same name.
That is what everybody was terrified about when they started. Because, you know, they made it appeasing to the public because they included the underdog, which most of us want to see. But I think everybody was worried that after a little bit of time, they would make it so that we end up right back in the same spot where the big Power Four schools are the only ones participating in it. And so,
hopefully they can keep room for the rest of the world in one spot. Because if they don't, then the rest of the world might as well just break off from the Big Four. No reason to even be in it.
That could be where this thing is.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to break. When we return. Oh, this is you, Chris. Sorry.
When we return. Big Five, I believe.
Indeed. Yes, Big Five. And I actually do have a Boise State story. So,
all right. For all the boys.
Keep it in Boise State.
If you're locked
family.
Into Boise State, you've come to the right place today. 97.3 The Fan.
Scraby's got a big five for us coming up.
I grilled Chris.
He didn't have a big five there for a sec.
I grilled Chris, the contestant, on whether or not he was cheating.
I can vouch for my man Chris, first and foremost. I know Chris very well. I didn't realize that was him on the phone.
Oh, you know the player.
I actually know the player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, trustworthy guy.
Let me tell you something. You know, Scraby, there's a reason a lot of people don't like the guy.
What did he do?
He gets on the phone and he goes, "Come on, Chris, you can tell me. Did you cheat?"
I did say that.
And Chris was like, "No." He was incredulous that you would even ask again.
He sent me a text. I was outside the room.
You were. I had no idea about this.
I had no idea he was on the phone. And he said, one, I didn't cheat. Two, how long I got to sit on hold? And
sorry, Chris.
So at first I was like, what is he talking about? And I texted him. I said, was that you? And he was like, yes. So, good man. I've known him for a while. He's trustworthy. Now, he said he was actually looking to buy those tickets.
Oh, good.
And so now?
Good.
Oh,
very nice. Now, if it was a friend of yours, Scraby, I think we could, you know, go back and say, all right, now did you cheat?
You can't trust any of my
but a friend of Tony's, you know, on the up and up. All right, let's go to...
I'm sorry, you just disparaged all my friends out there, calling them bad people.
Well, I'm disparaging you more than anybody.
Right. If birds of a feather, you know, flock together, things of that nature. Let's get to traffic into the big five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Still getting used to it being dark when we go into the Big Five.
Can't stand it.
It's kind of weird. I'm like, wait, why are we going into the Big Five?
Speaking of Election Day, you know, we didn't all vote for this.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we voted to not do this ever again, and they just said, nah, sorry, we're going to do it.
We're going to keep doing it.
We're going to keep doing it.
He did, or he. I've seen that conversation many times across social media, and it's true. No one really knows what the heck we voted
for. Like, we voted on it, and we're like, cool, we won't have it no more, and then we had it, like, every year since.
It's for the farmers! All right.
Number five.
You sounded like George there. Oh. George is getting angry. It's for the farmers.
The Big Five is brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty is one of the most unstoppable players in college football, and apparently in an effort to contain him, opponents in recent weeks shifted their defensive schemes to load the box and key in on the run. Jeanty's efficiency as a result and his odds to win the Heisman Trophy have slipped slightly, with the betting market no longer thinking he is the favorite to secure the Heisman. Basically, I say all that to say this.
I was really wondering how much of that you were going to read. It's like an essay.
Well,
first question.
See, I went through the video of this guy's interview, and I could not, for the life of me, find the spot. And I spent good time on this, so I'm just going to have to read it. But Boise State wide receiver Latrell Capels said that teams are attempting to prevent Jeanty from winning the Heisman by stacking the box. He said, quote, "We're playing conference teams that they're trying to let it hang it a little bit and just try to stop Ashton from winning the Heisman. All in all, we're trying to win the game. So we're out there winning the game by just executing our fundamentals at a higher level than they are. They're not trying to win, so I would say so.
All right, great.
I don't know what to be. Because you can't win by putting nine people in the box every single play.
The guy with that
quote
caught six passes the other night for three touchdowns against the Aztecs. He was the beneficiary of the Aztecs stacking the box.
That was, he said that in his interview. I definitely caught that part in trying to search for his quote. But basically, I say all that to say
what's the point?
Tony?
That's to say what?
Do you think teams are trying to stop Jeanty so he doesn't win the Heisman?
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. I highly doubt that any Division I coach is going into the week talking to his coaches like, all right, guys,
We don't care if we lose 70-0.
We got to stop this guy from winning the Heisman.
But that guy's not winning the Heisman. And by the way, if the Aztecs tried that last week, it only had fair results. They gave up 56 points.
Right.
And Genty got 149 yards by the time it was over.
Listen, you can. Here's the thing. I get what he's trying to do here. He's trying to, like, boost up his guy. This is just a very.
That's a lousy way to
very
try it.
Lousy.
It's not
way.
Working. Everybody's like gonna. Of course, you're gonna stack the box.
He's the best player.
He's the best player on the team,
possibly
by a mile.
In the country. Right?
Yeah,
like,
you're gonna stack the.
You're
box.
Trying to stop him. You're not necessarily trying to stop him from winning a Heisman. So, I get what he was trying to do there, but
here's the problem too that Capels doesn't realize: Genty's not going to win the Heisman. He could rush for 10,000 yards in the last four games. They will find a way to give it to somebody from somewhere else. Ask Marshall Faulk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you got to do. They're not going to give it to one of these guys. Come on. Genty's, I mean, I don't care if he's the best player. They're going to find somebody in the SEC who they think is better. Or Big Ten. Or
sad, but true.
Sad, but true. Cam Ward, Miami's going to win this thing, right? He's in the fourth-ranked team. He's the best quarterback. Done and done.
Number four.
Three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw declined his $10 million player option with the Dodgers, electing to become a free agent. The MLB Players Association listed Kershaw as a free agent in a statement released yesterday. The left-hander is still expected to re-sign with the Dodgers, and he's only played for one team in his big league career, 17-year career, the Dodgers. So, Chris, do you think that Clayton Kershaw is expecting to make more or going to take less? Why would you turn down a $10 million option when you haven't really pitched to the level that you have in the past?
I think he thinks he can probably get a little more from the Dodgers.
Really?
Just based on, you know, career statistics. I was looking at this the other day, or in the paper this morning. Not only Kershaw turned $10 million, Nathan Eovaldi, $20 million offer that he let go to become a free agent. I'm just saying I understand the salary game. But wouldn't it be wonderful to be in a world where turning down $20 million was actually the smart thing to do? But I'm sure Eovaldi feels that way, and I think Kershaw does too. And I think the Dodgers will reward him with a little bit more money.
As far as Eovaldi...
I didn't ask you yet, sir.
That's what?
I said I didn't ask you yet, sir.
Oh.
Go ahead, Tony. I've asked you now.
I actually think, well, as far as Eovaldi... I think in his world, turning down the $20 million is a terrific idea in his world.
Right, that's what I mean. It's crazy, though.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. I wish we all could live in a world like that. I also think that Kershaw is actually turning this down. My guess is because he's going to take less.
That's what I think. You think he's going to try to help the team?
Yes. I think he knows that it's not a guarantee that he could even pitch next season. He said he wants to give it a go. And so, I mean...
So you think he's trying to help the Dodgers out a little bit?
Knowing
here.
Clayton, I know that he wouldn't feel right knowing he's going into a season and legitimately doesn't know if he's going to actually be able to pitch.
Interesting. Okay, I like that.
That's what I think. That's just
what we need,
opinion.
Another Dodger giving money back to the organization to sign other free agents.
Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, man, they're the most charitable organization on earth. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, there's got to be something that... never mind.
I can't believe Patrick Mahomes is garnering all of that attention for a twisted ankle.
Yes.
Scraby's right. Been on one today.
I have been on one, but it's ridiculous. If Clayton Kershaw's like, hey, guys, I'll play for $1 million.
Wait, time out. We criticize guys when they take money that maybe they shouldn't be taking, and this guy is giving money back.
Scraby doesn't like that,
don't like that either.
Any other organization situation, because, you know, they have about $690 million that they're paying to someone else in like 10 years to help the team now. Okay. What are we on, three?
Number three.
The NBA has suspended Philadelphia 76ers star Joel Embiid three games without pay for shoving a reporter during a post-game altercation Saturday night. The Joe Dumars, NBA Executive Vice President and Head of Basketball Operations, said, quote, mutual respect is paramount to the relationship between players and media in the NBA. While we understand Joel was offended by the personal nature of the original version of the reporter's column, interaction must remain professional on both sides and can never turn physical, end quote. Tony, actually, our boss Adam came in here and had a pretty good addendum to this, but is three games enough?
Yeah.
And his addendum was, has to be three games he was actually going to play.
Yeah, no, I mean, because he could, no, I'm not even going to touch that right now. I'm just going to say that three games is enough. Although I didn't have an issue necessarily because of the circumstances of why Embiid felt the way he felt, when it's all said and done, you still got to be a pro. And, you know, whether it was a shove, a punch, or whatever it was, a strong shove, that's not being a pro. And even when you are well within your right to go outside the pro guidelines, you still got to remain professional. And in that heat of the moment, he wasn't, and there are consequences to it. As I said, I didn't have a problem with what he did, but that doesn't mean there's not consequences to it. So I think this is fair.
Chris? Three games for Joel Embiid?
That's fine. Here's my thing. I wish the NBA had the ability to suspend the columnist from covering a game for three games. Just so there's something equitable.
Both sides.
For the person who basically caused this to happen with a ridiculous, you know, reference to a guy's, you know, brother who died. But obviously they can't do that, so this is what they have to do. I also find it always interesting every time I see one of these suspensions come up, and the name Joe Dumars is the executive vice president in charge of these suspensions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dumars played on the dirtiest team in the history of the NBA.
The Pistons?
Yeah.
Okay. They beat up on your Bulls quite a bit.
He must have tackled Michael Jordan around the neck 36 times. He ought to know about this stuff.
Number two.
The NFL has had to further clarify what Tom Brady can and cannot say on his Fox broadcast.
Even more.
Because on Sunday, when the Packers and the Lions were playing, that was the game he was calling, one of the players was ejected from the game. And Tom Brady disagreed with the refs for ejecting a player. He said, quote, on the broadcast, I don't love that call at all. I mean, obviously it's a penalty, but to me that has to be serious intent in a game like this, end quote. The concern from, this is from the NFL, talking about Tom announcing and being a partial owner of the Raiders. The concern would be if Tom was egregiously critical of officiating or called into question the integrity of an official or the crew. That did not occur in this instance. So, Chris, do you think this is all just too complicated to let Tom Brady announce every week?
Yes. And I felt it was at the time. I don't think he can honestly do both things well. I don't think he wants to give up ownership of the Raiders. I think eventually he's going to be forced into saying something that really messes this whole thing up. This was close this time because he had to say what he said as a broadcaster. Anybody who watched the plays know that the guy should not have been ejected, the Lion guy, I didn't think.
Yeah.
And neither did Brady correctly. But eventually the ref's going to make some bonehead mistake that we're all going to see that Tom Brady's going to have to comment on, and that's just, it doesn't work because that official could be doing a Raider game the following week. I mean, this is a bad situation.
Yeah. It's hard to pick and choose your words on the
it's
air.
It's a bad situation.
A game just to make sure you're not in trouble
with
the NFL.
No two ways about it.
Tony, do you think this is getting too complicated for a weekly thing?
I'm beginning to think so, and it's unfortunate. I think, you know, Tom Brady and his want to be an owner has complicated this a whole lot more than I think we initially
thought. I don't think Fox knew he was thinking about it, but he wasn't an owner when they signed him to that contract.
He wasn't. And so I said this a while ago, that eventually he's going to not enjoy doing this because he's constantly worried about these little things. And so I won't be surprised at all if in a year or two Tom's like, I'm good. Because it's either that or give up his ownership stake in the Raiders. And I just have this sneaky suspicion that the paying job of the broadcaster will be the thing that he decides to let go of.
Did I ask you, Chris? Yeah, I already
yes,
asked
you.
Yes,
he started, buddy.
I'm just stalling.
You're just reading and not paying attention to our thing.
I don't really have a great number one, and I don't want to talk about it. So
we're just going to just have
I mean,
a
it's basically,
today,
it,
huh?
It's about special mud that's rubbed on baseballs.
Oh, let's talk about it. I like mud. I like Mississippi mud. Let's talk about it.
Oh, okay. It says that they have magical properties, this mud.
I wish they had the magical properties that would allow pitchers to have the grip on the baseball that they want more often.
That was my question, is why don't they just make a tacky ball?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think I heard this from Max, actually.
Max.
Scherzer.
Okay, Scherzer.
That the problem with the tacky ball is that it performs differently in different settings. So when it's cold outside,
you did say this.
You don't have the tack. When it's warm, it's super tacky.
Or raining or
right. And
humid.
So, you know, there's that problem.
Chris, any thoughts on
I don't.
Mud balls?
On Mississippi mud? I can't hit any of them. So
you can't hit.
No. They can do whatever they want mud wise.
All right.
I'm gonna come up short.
Big news from the Padres.
Yes, it is.
Coming
was.
Up at 5 p.m. We'll
we
tell
got
you.
It again for you.
Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.